It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Mexican musical icon Vicente Fernandez has passed away at the age of 81. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Fernandez was known as the King of Ranchera music. His death was announced Sunday via social media. Fernandez sold over 50 million records and earned 3 Grammys and 8 Latin Grammy Awards. San Antonio resident Juan Vallejo is a musician and a fan of Fernandez.
The man basically changed mariachi music. Anything that he sung it with everything in his soul. He was one of the immortals, and he's going to be greatly missed.
Fernandez died at his home in Guadalajara. He'd been hospitalized since August. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
With rhetoric surrounding critical race theory and ethnic studies being used by national media and politicians, we wanted to find out more about how this rhetoric may impact education and our society. To learn more, I recently talked with a couple of experts on the issue. Dr. Nancy Lopez is a UNM professor in sociology who also serves as director and co-founder for the Institute for Study of Race and Social Justice at the university. And we also talked with Dr. Roberto Lozano, who serves as superintendent of equity, innovation, and social justice with Las Cruces Public Schools. Here's part of our conversation. Dr. Lopez, there may be some folks who, when they hear about ethnic studies being taught in schools, they may think that, just focus on ethnicity, culture, and race. But what does the research show when these courses are implemented in a K-12 education? How does it affect a student beyond the classroom?
That's such an important question. So in a study that I co-authored and published in the Race, Ethnicity, and Education Journal, we look at the odds of graduating over a 9-year period in a large public university in the Southwest, and we find that low-income white and Asian women are 14% less likely to graduate college than high-income white women. The numbers for low-income Hispanic women were 23% less likely, and for Black women, it was 19%. For American Indian women, it was 40% less likely to graduate. So how could it be that among low-income women of all low-income backgrounds, the range was from 14 to 40%? It should be clear that reporting odds of graduating by gender, income, or race alone is insufficient. Look at our COVID-19 pandemic. A recent study by Feldman and Bassett, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that while it's true that men in general die more often of COVID than women, the cumulative mortality was lower for white men than for women who are Black, Indigenous, Alaska Native, Latina, or Pacifica. So again, an intersectional lens would help us understand that in order to understand this other paradox, that for white men with a high school degree or less, the rate of mortality was the same as for college-educated Black, American Indian, and Latino men. So again, these courses allow us to reflect on the historical circumstances that formed the backdrop for these complex inequalities as a first step for creating unity and understanding and creating solutions. It helps us to think together creatively about the kind of future we want to create and how we can address these problems that will really impact the future of our country.
Dr. Lopez talked about some statistics there in inequalities. Are you concerned about the inequalities that Dr. Lopez brought up, about how they may be happening in your school district and how the pandemic may be playing a role in possibly making those inequalities worse?
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's a great point that Dr. Lopez brings up. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, one of the key findings that we've realized, right, was we knew that a lot of our students, unfortunately, here in Doña Ana County, lived in poverty. But with the pandemic, just really highlighted the areas of growth that we have really here in our county, but really as a state as well. Access to internet, access to a computer. We've really come a long way from the beginning of the pandemic till now, and to making sure that each one of our LCPS students has access to that. However, one of the things that I know was a challenge during the middle of the pandemic, when schools were when we were remote learning, was students having access to a parent at home, right? Because they were working, they didn't have that support at home. So just like I think any other district around the nation, and I'll go say around the world, right? We really saw the inequities within certain populations that were really highlighted during the pandemic. So aligned with everybody else across the nation, it was no different here in Las Cruces as well.
You can view my entire conversation with Dr. Roberto Lozano and Dr. Nancy Lopez Thursday evening at 7 during KRWG-TV's Issues and Answers, Education and the Culture Wars.